confused about vocabulary?
你有语法难题吗？
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.
Hi, William. How is it going with your home refurbishment?
Very well, thank you, Lee. I think I'm very lucky to have found a good builder that I can trust, and he's charging me only half the price that I expected. I couldn't believe it.
Good for you. But I can't believe this. You know what?
What?
Again, you are spot on with the very question I have chosen for this program. Look, here is the email. What is the difference between the words trust and believe? 大家好，我是杨丽。今天的你问我答节目，我们将解释两个单词的区别，一个是 trust， 另一个是 believe。
Hi, I'm William Cramer. Well, I'd say that both words...Trust and believe are frequently used by native speakers of English. So we should be able to give you lots of examples to show you how you can use them.
But I have a question for you first. In your earlier example, you have said that you were lucky to find a good builder that you can trust, and then you said that you couldn't believe the price. Now, could you swap the two words, trust and believe?
No, in that situation you couldn't.But we can say believe in someone. If you believe in someone, then you trust them to do the right thing. And in this sense, the two words trust and to believe in are quite similar. But generally speaking, trust and believe are used differently.
Shall we start with the word trust? 这个词在汉语里的意思是信任、信得过、完全放心。How would you explain it in English?
Well, when you have confidence in someone, you can say that you trust this person. Like this, you can say, I trust him totally.
我百分之百的信任他 I trust him totally.
Or we use the word when you believe that something is true or correct, something that you can rely on. Don't trust what the papers say, trust your own judgment.
不要相信报纸,要相信你自己的判断。Don't trust what the papers say, trust your own judgment.
Now, we often use the phrase to trust someone with something. I would trust her with my life.
我把性命交给她都放心。I trust her with my own life. 现在我们来转看另一个词 believe. 在汉语里它的意思是相信表示一种信念或看法。
In English, it means to feel certain that something is true. So let's hear some more examples.
Do you believe her story?
Believe her? No, I don't believe a word of it.
My daughter is so trusting, she believes everything people say.
Well, there are all sorts of people around, so she needs to learn to take things with a pinch of salt.
Now, you also hear the English expression, believe it or not, which is used when you're introducing something that is true, but that may surprise people.
Believe it or not...I took part in the London cycle race on Sunday, and I came second.
What a star you are!
Actually, I quite like another English idiomatic expression. Seeing is believing. 眼见为实。
It means that you need to see things to really understand what other people have told you.
Catherine, how was your visit to Shanghai recently?
Well, seeing is believing. What a modern city it is. I like it very much.
Well, having given you all the examples now, we'd like to check your understanding. And let's do it from Chinese to English.
Good idea. Number one, 我相信你的能力。你能完成这项任务。
I trust your ability. You can do it.
Number two, 我很难相信他两年就把博士学位拿下来了。
I find it hard to believe that he finished his PhD in 2 years' time.
Finally, 信不信由你,他嫁给了一个比他大30岁的人。
Believe it or not, she got married to a guy 30 years older.
好了，以上是 trust 和 believe 的基本用法。如果你想了解他们的更详细的用法呢，可以查阅字典。谢谢收听，我们下次节目再会。
See you.